Hi, After Buzzers. Real Housewives of New York is back. Season 8, Episode 1. Start spreading the news. You guys are going to love the show we have for you. See you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What are we doing, ladies, today? We are spreading the news. For Real Housewives of New York, Season 8, Episode 1, we're back! Yeah. We're so excited. I'm Lindsay Wagner. We're going to talk all about the Housewives today. You can find me on Twitter, at Lindsay Wagner. And I am joined by two of my favorite girls, Megan Stecker.
Hi, so happy to be back. And if you guys want to tweet me, it's at Megan Stecker.
And Fern Ronay.
You can find me on Twitter, at Fern Ronay.
Ladies, and we also have Ashley Daniels who's going to be joining us. She's just doing a red carpet tonight, so she's unfortunately gone. But she'll be back next week, and I know you guys have missed chatting all about the Housewives, and we're back, and it looks like it's going to be another amazing season. Make sure that if you guys do want to talk to us about Real Housewives, you're using that hashtag ABTVRHONY, Rony. And find us on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, all things social media. And yeah, ladies, first initial impressions of the beginning of this season.
Loved it.
Good.
Everything I was hoping for.
Yeah, so much better than Beverly Hills. I love New York. I love New York. I love that Bethany just brings it. They're all great. It's never boring.
Right.
And what do you think of this new housewife, Jules?
Ooh, I think she's Bethany 2.0. Like, she, like, comes at you like Bethany, and I think they're going to kill each other, and it'll be really interesting.
Ooh. I'm glad we got another young mom, because I know, like, Kristen was a young mom, and I liked that we had that element. I'm glad we get another young mom, but I think Jules on herself without the whole, like, marriage and mom aspect is a really a big character, a bold person. So I think we're going to get a lot from her this season, and it's a great casting because she's going to really get in there. She's not going to be afraid.
You can't be shy with these housewives.
No.
With the personalities that they have, Bethany and Ramona. And, I mean, even Sonia and stuff, they all have these big personalities. And Carol, as quiet as she is and polite as she is, she's very vibrant. And they all just have these great personalities and make this show just always exciting to look forward to and see what kind of antics they're going to be up to. So let's talk a little bit about Bethany's new beautiful apartment. I know we kind of got stuck and we missed a little bit of it, but I watched the preview, so I was able to see Bethany's new amazing closet. She has a safe in there with all of the, like, all of her jewels. And Dorinda was very, very, very jealous of this safe. And she also had some beautiful artwork on the walls that Brynn had painted, and she, like, blew
I love
up.
That.
And it was so pretty. I was like, okay, she's like a little Picasso. It was so amazing. And they are planning like a luncheon party. And her and Dorinda were talking about it and kind of talking about Jules, the new housewife. And Bethany was also mentioning that Carol and Adam have been spending a lot of time together. And Adam's been the number one priority. So they kind of miss Carol a little bit. And this is Bethany's, what she says, feels like her first home. Remember last year how she was, like, in the apartment and she just didn't feel like it was home.
Like, it wasn't finished and, yeah.
And now she's got this forever home.
That's good.
For now.
Yeah.
You know, what it is that Bethany knows no matter what, like, she can count on herself. I think that, you know, having a bumpy childhood, it's like, well, the only person I can count on is myself. So now she's removed from a situation where someone else can make her life difficult, and it's just her place with her daughter. And it's kind of like, oh, okay, time to relax. Like, I'm good. We're all settled. And you guys know how, like, type A and crazy she is about things being orderly. And it's like, this place is neat to a pin and everything's where it should be. And it's like, I'm obsessed with minimalism lately in the past year. I'm not sure why. But I kind of feel like Bethany in that, like, things like, I feel like I'm choking if the room's a mess. And, like, less things, less put away. I can't see the clutter. And I get it, and I'm happy for her, and I can't wait to see her apartment more on the show. and everyone else's for that matter.
It's such a difference from last year, because I think the first episode last season, she was like, I'm homeless. She was crying about being homeless. Like, what a difference a year makes.
Yeah. Exactly. You're right. I mean, that's a great point, that a year ago she was crying and saying she had no place to live. And now she's settled into some place and has it decorated and everything's right there. It's tangible now. It's all there. Which brings us into Carol and Adam. So great to see that they're still together a year later. Going strong.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah. And I just thought it was adorable that we got to see them meet on camera.
Yeah.
And then to see the progression of their relationship and, like, she's so happy and he's so happy. And it's just adorable. It's really nice to see when there's an age difference with a couple, people always immediately judge. And there's always this undertone of, like, okay, fine. Well, it's working out now, but later. Mm-hmm. And it's just really nice to see kind of a reversal of, like, the older woman with the younger man, and it's actually working out, and he's super in love with her. You know, it's not like the tabloids talking because they're a Hollywood couple. Like, they're regular people, kind of, because she's on a reality show. But, like, but, like, we're actually seeing how much they care for each other, and it's just so nice to see. I'm very happy for her.
I'm thrilled for her. They have such great chemistry. They're obviously so into each other. And after everything she went through with, you know, her husband that she lost, I'm just so happy that she's happy. And who cares what age he is? Mm-hmm. They're two souls when you take it all out. And they've connected. They found each other.
Mm-hmm. And they really connect. I mean, they got this dog together. She said she was, like, nesting. So they got baby. And, I mean, it's just, yeah, they're just blissfully happy a year in. And it's so great to see. I mean, I remember when we had her in here in the studio two seasons ago, and she was talking about being on Tinder.
I love it.
Swiping through Tinder. And so just to see her finding somebody and being happy is great. He's going to Ethiopia, so this is the first big trip that he's going to be taking since they've been together, and he's really excited. So they were, like, shopping for a camera and everything, and he said on a scale of 1 to 10, he was going to miss her a 10.
Aw.
I mean, how?
What is he going for? I missed that part. What's he going
for? I'm assuming he's probably going for, like, chef. I would assume for chef stuff. I feel like if it was a vacation, it would be something they would do together.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what I would guess. And, of course, no, you know, beginning part of Housewives would be complete without seeing Ramona going out on the town. She's taking her new girls out. I forgot that she got her boobs done.
Yeah.
Yep.
And end of last season.
Yeah. And she's filing the paperwork. You know, she's going through with the divorce with Mario. And now Avery is old enough to go out with Ramona. Ladies, thoughts on this?
I feel like a grandma suddenly, because we've seen Avery grow up on the show from a little girl. So now for her to be, like, hanging out at the bar and being like, "Ugh, Mom, you're so stupid. You can't remember that this is my friend from high school. She spent all weekend with," like, it's just like, she's old enough to saddle up at the bar and order a drink and talk to her mother that way.
Yeah.
I just feel old is how I feel.
I can't believe this is season 8. So I'm like, wow. Yeah. She was a little tween, a teen.
Yeah.
And now she's, yeah, at the bar. It's just crazy.
Is it weird that she's going out with Ramona to the bar? I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going out with your parents or your family members to a bar. Maybe it's just, maybe I think of it weird for her and Ramona because Ramona's so, like, wild right now and, like,
right when she was
spunky.
Talking to that guy, it was so, I was cringing for Avery.
I mean, it's hard to, like, your parents are always gonna, like, embarrass you for certain things and stuff, but I was embarrassed for Avery.
Yeah, I think, like, at that age, my mom would have been against me drinking with her at a bar. Now, not so much, but It's weird to me because it's like she's just old enough to do it, and it's kind of like Ramona's like, let's go out together. It's kind of, I was joking around while we were watching, and I was like, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. You know, it just gave me those vibes. So it's a little awkward for me, but maybe it's me having a hard time accepting that Avery's an adult now.
Exactly. I think that's it. Fern?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's a little weird, but maybe because it's New York and it's like, you know, nobody has to drive, and maybe she was just going out with her friend and meeting her mom for a drink before they go out. I feel like it's a little, I don't know, a little different. And she's like, oh, I can meet my mom at the bar now. I'm 21. So.
And maybe it's also because, you know, Ramona says the most important thing for Avery is to have a great relationship with Mario. So when you see Ramona out and hitting on guys, I think maybe that's where I would find it difficult, especially with this being so recent. You know, Mario and Ramona going through the divorce, that it might be harder to watch your parent, like, go out and date somebody
else.
That's
so true.
Mm-hmm. And you're going out to the bar now.
If she would, oh, go ahead.
Well, remember how Ramona would say, like, oh, Avery's the adult here all the time? Like, even when she was a little girl in first season. And it's like, maybe Avery's meeting her mom out to keep an eye on her.
Oh.
You know? Like, Ramona's kind of a wild woman when she's out on the town.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because it wouldn't be as weird if Ramona were still married and they were just, you know, her daughter's like, I can drink now. Let me just meet my mom for a drink before we go out. If Ramona were behaving herself. But now that Ramona is single with her new boobs and she's out talking to every guy, you know, like the guy next to her, she just obviously wanted to talk to him. I think it's a little, yeah, that's what makes it uncomfortable.
It's the relationship because of Mario and her. And great for her. I mean, the guy bought them a round of drinks. Like, you know, she should put herself out there. We were saying last year we wanted to see her going out and dating. She just has an aggressive personality,
she just goes,
I think, when
far.
It comes to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like at an 11 out of a scale of 1 to 10. She's like going for it in an 11.
She seems to dial it in and maybe bring it back. I mean, hey, you put yourself out there. I can't imagine, you know, being married to somebody for – how long were they married? 20 years? 20-some years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't imagine what that would be like. Luann is kind of spending some time with Sonia now because Noelle and Victoria are off to college. Sonia's daughter is off in boarding school. And so Luann kind of feels alone. So Sonia said she can come and stay with her anytime she wants. So Luann shows up to Sonia's place. And Sonia's like, you're going to stay in my daughter's room? And she's like, well, I have a date later tonight. And then we get the little comment, and I didn't know if it was a dig. It seemed more like a joke about, well, this isn't like when we're on vacation, is it? And you bring somebody home.
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was like jaw hanging open, waiting for a reaction from the Countess. But I think because they're such good buddies right now that this is, like, all in good fun to her, and she just took it like a champ and kept rolling. She's like, oh, no, I would get a hotel if I were going to be doing that. So I was like, okay, good. We've successfully avoided our first tiff of the season.
I feel like because she's letting her stay in her place that if she wanted, she couldn't get offended. She had to just, like, roll with it. She's like, all right, she's busting my balls like Bethany busts everybody's balls.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. I'm glad to see that they're back and being friends again. You know, they had this relationship for a long time, and good to see them together. I mean, that's really all that we got to see of them was just that one little snippet. And we also find out that apparently Luann's family DNA traces back to the Eskimos, and apparently she has bones behind her teeth.
I didn't get that.
I don't understand it either, but I mean, I feel like I need to meet an Eskimo and feel these bones behind somebody's teeth or something.
At least Google it and see some good images.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine what these extra teeth/bones look like.
Exactly. I mean, and then Sonia had to bring up the fact of how could she give...
I mean, the Morgans must be just rolling over in their graves. Like, they're like, how could you have married this woman?
Oh, my God. The J.P. Morgans are like, we've got the daughter in boarding school, but please.
Yeah.
What happened?
At least she's away at boarding school. God, this poor girl.
We'll leave that at that then. You guys know what we're talking about. So Bethany and Ramona go out to lunch. Ramona has her new boobs out, and, you know, Bethany makes a comment. And Bethany also mentions that dating in your 40s is difficult. You know, she's at a place where she doesn't really want somebody staying at her place. She doesn't want the person getting past her doorman, yet she also doesn't want to stay at somebody's place. And back in your 20s, you carried your underwear in a little brown paper bag and got in a taxi, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think dating in any age is difficult. I mean, Fern, you're married, and you've been with your boyfriend for forever. Dating in your 30s stinks too. It's hard. I hate juggling, but apparently that's what you have to do. All my friends are like, you have to date multiple people at one time. And I'm like, I can't remember if I told this person that I liked the Green Bay Packers or where this guy's from. And all of a sudden I'm like, And then they, what if they find out?
Right.
I mean, they're probably doing the same. It's hard.
You need a spreadsheet.
Dating at any age is incredibly hard. But 40s, I mean, you're divorced now. You have a child. Though all those things matter, I feel like, so much more when you've got another person.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, like, when Bethany is having time to go out on dates with multiple people. But it must be like, well, I have to eat dinner, so let's just use this hour to go out and have dinner with somebody. And I like the fact that she said, like, I'm trying to have fun. I'm not taking this seriously. I don't want a boyfriend right now.
Or does she?
Well, good point. I don't know. It sounds like she doesn't. Because I think Bethany does do what she wants. So if she really did want a boyfriend, I don't think the, like, sleeping over someone's house or having someone sleep over her house would be that big of a deal. I think she'll be weird about having someone sleep at her place because of her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have to be a rule for a really long time that, like, her daughter would be with Jason if she's going to have somebody come over or stay over. I don't know. I think she's going to do exactly what she wants in the dating. I just feel like she has the pick of the litter. So, like, right now she's dating a few people and not taking it serious. And as soon as she wants to take it serious, she'll, like, chop it down to one person and start taking it serious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she probably just hasn't met anyone she likes.
Yeah.
Like, it only takes one. And I feel like it's so hard to be like, I'm going to date a lot of people. I'm not looking for a boyfriend. And then you meet, that's when you meet the love of your life. So, like, she just hasn't met anyone she really likes.
Exactly.
Or she would have a boyfriend.
Exactly. And, I mean, she's talking how she's not really, like, being intimate with this guy. This is their, like, fourth date or whatever, and nothing's happened. So she's taking it slow. She's getting to know somebody. I mean,
which is smart.
That's all that you can do is just take it slow. And I feel like, especially with any of these women, you almost have to wonder, is someone dating you because of who you are? Are they really dating you? I can't, like, I know Brandy talked about that on Housewives of Beverly Hills, saying she's on Tinder. And they're like, how can you be on there? How can you be on a dating app when people know who you are? Are they really dating you because they enjoy your company and like you? Or are they dating you because you're a celebrity?
I can't imagine. Yeah.
It's got to be so hard.
Every date they're probably wondering, like, is this one of those guys that only cares about...
I just can't even picture, like, what guy could tame Bethany. Because it's like, does she need somebody who's the complete opposite of her that would like to play kind of the traditional, like, female role in the relationship? Or does she need somebody who's, like, more famous than her, a crazy, like, successful business person, ball buster, like somebody who's on Shark Tank, you know? Like, does she need that in her life?
I think she does. Because I think Jason was the more...
So, yeah.
I loved
it. I liked Jason, too. They were great. I mean, obviously they weren't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was something there. But I feel like because he was what you're describing as, not saying the female role, but a little bit more let her shine, which I think she's going to do that no matter what. But I think she needs somebody that's going to kind of rein her in and bring her in because she's such a big personality. And she'll want to be that person that gets reined in by the right person.
Yes. Agreed. Yeah. Totally.
I don't know. I picture her with, like, someone who is like Jason, who's chill, so chill, and she could be her crazy, be herself. But I think Jason behind closed doors might have been...
Controlling,
maybe a little cruel. So she needs someone laid back, but who's kind and loves her just as she is and is just good to her. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Well, I thought Jason was the one, but I'm afraid.
I did too. We see Ramona also talking about Sonia and how they're not really going out with her as much anymore because she's kind of been getting drunk and being really flirty with other people's husbands. And I think it's weird to hear. I mean, Ramona and Sonia are always going to be besties. They're always going to forgive each other for the things that they say or do. And, you know, it'll come back at the reunion show that they'll bring up something like this. And she'll be like, oh, I didn't really care. Especially Sonia. She's like, I don't care. Whatever. It's fine. I go out and I go drinking and I have fun. But it seems like they're saying that about Dorinda, too. And I know Bethany mentioned earlier that Dorinda was saying, oh, I haven't drank all summer. I really haven't drank yet. Bethany was like, I saw photos of you. You had a martini in your hand. You were drinking. I mean, you're out there getting photographed. We know it's... Don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
So they really haven't been hanging out with them because of the drinking. A lot. I mean, and we've seen these women, especially last season with Dorinda, getting pretty crazy with the drinking. And two seasons ago with Sonia, where they almost felt like they had to have an intervention. So, I mean, what else do these ladies have to do? except go out and have dinner and drink martinis and clean, you know, I mean, redecorate their houses.
Would it be wrong to say I love this about all of them? Like, it's just real life. Everybody wants to slap a label on everyone and be like, you're an alcoholic. Like, no, they just like to drink too much. I don't think that they're, like, waking up and drinking a martini for breakfast. No. They just, right. Once they start drinking, just like a sorority girl, they don't know when to quit. Mm-hmm. But I think that's, like, 50% of people when they start drinking. And the problem is, the problem is they have so much time on their hands. Right. It's like, of course they're just going to go out and have too many cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Right. I never drink at home, like, ever. That makes me weird.
You should come over. I have a bar.
But I never drink at home. But when I'm out, like, to go out or at a wedding or at, like, I'm drinking and I'm having fun. And, yeah, maybe I get too drunk. But thank God there aren't cameras following me. If I was on a reality show, I would be like, I'm not drinking till the season's over.
Exactly. Right. Because what if they get that one compromising photo or whatever it is, and the next thing it's on the front page of the tabloids, and thank goodness we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But we also, I thought it was interesting to hear Ramona make a comment about John and saying that she's always thought that Dorinda can do better than John.
She said Dorinda's too classy for him.
I agree. I'm sorry, I agree. Mm-hmm. Oh, ladies, completely. Do you agree? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, I don't fault her for saying it, and I'm not at all surprised. Based on last year. I felt like she basically said the same thing last year. Mm-hmm. So nothing's changed in that arena of the show. Yeah.
And Bethany said there's an energy about him that turns people off. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just that he's like so boombox, because if he was the way he is, but he was a good guy, like people got a good vibe from him, nobody would care. People would look past that. I think people get a weird vibe from him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a little weird.
Bethany said Dorinda's always trying to sell him to her. And I was like, oh, yeah, she
is.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like she kind of can't stand him in person when it's the two of them. But then the minute she's around the other women, it's like, but no, he's so great. You just don't get it. And I'm like, nothing has changed from last season.
Yes.
No, which I'm super happy about.
Yeah.
Same old. Just a different season.
Well, we do have something new this season, and that's Jules. Mm-hmm. We've got another new housewife. She's got two kids, Rio, who's 2, and Jagger, who's 5, her little daughter and son. They also have Anna, the nanny, and a housekeeper. She's half Japanese. Her husband is Colombian, Mr. Michael. They have an office. His office is below the house, so it's close by. And he's a venture capitalist. They've been married for 8 years, and we discussed that she's 34.
Mm-hmm.
She's another young, hip housewife, and she mentions that before they had kids, they traveled all the time, they went shopping, and now she has kids, and that's, yeah. What do you ladies think of her?
I'm super excited she's on the show because I feel like she's super judgeable. Mm-hmm. So, like, the terrible side of me is like, oh, my God, first of all, ew. She has a nanny and a housekeeper. Like, I was saying while we were watching, I'm like, what idiot has both in, a smaller apartment in New York? Like, you have a one in the same. If she's not working because she's so busy raising humans, like, there is some of the time then that the nanny / housekeeper could be like cleaning while you have the kids. I just don't get it. But then again, I don't get rich people all the time. But I just love that it seems like she's going to be another person who's on a different headspace than most of us in America who are the viewers, like regular middle America. So it's going to be like she's super judgeable, which is really going to be fun for us. And this whole extra layer Bethany's trying to add in about maybe there's an eating disorder is just like beyond, and I know they're going to pick it to death this season, so I just think it's going to be really fun. Like, really awful for us to be excited about, but really fun. Really fun.
I think she's a great addition. I could just tell from her, just her vibe, she reminds me of Bethany.
Yeah, like, just on edge and nuts.
Yes, yeah. On edge, nuts. There is something, like, percolating beneath her psyche. She is going to be great to analyze. Yeah. I can't wait.
Do you think she's going to get explosive with the women and yell, or do you think she's going to be a little bit more reserved? Sometimes when the housewives come in initially, they're a little bit more quiet this first season, and then they either get fired by Bravo for not being a part of the drama, and then other times they kind of open up throughout the season. And when we first met Kristen, her and Josh were arguing about him being late. And, like, he would buy her something then. So, I mean, right away there was instant drama immediately. Mm-hmm. And so I don't necessarily see any drama for her and her husband, but I see drama between her and the other women. And I think you're right, Megan, that this whole potential eating disorder thing is going to be something that she's not going to take lightly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think she seems raring to go for an argument, like not a quiet, like I think I thought Dorinda was a little quiet in the beginning and then we would see like her crazy side with the drinking. So, but she seems like on edge to me, like ready to roll. Definitely a Bethany energy, like you said. So I think she's going to be like raring to go.
Yes.
Well, my only, and it's not even really an issue, it's more of a seeing how her son completely controlled her mm-hmm. and negotiated for his way for a popsicle. And she's like, my kids want Sour Patch Kids. Well, when you have a two-year-old, your two-year-old shouldn't know that Sour Patch Kids exist. In all honesty, they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's just so easy to judge her, so this is going to be, like, delicious to watch.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. It's
no, gonna and be- see, like, I don't have kids, and I don't know how hard it is, but, like, we all look at her like, ugh, how lazy is she? What a terrible mom. She has a nanny. And, you know, they probably listen to the nanny and don't listen to her, you mm-hmm. know? And it's, like, it's just so easy to judge. So it's going to be just, I'm sure that, like, the other wives will say terrible things, like, I'm starting to say. Like, the other wives will probably say that kind of stuff to her or about her. And that's where all this drama is going to come from. Probably the eating disorder stuff, too. So it's going to get good.
Whatever we say is okay because it's our job to analyze
talk
what we
about
say
it and have an opinion.
And they know right. the deal. It's not like if I ever hate anyone on reality, like reality, any mm-hmm. reality show, I'm like, I don't hate them. I TV hate them.
Right. Sure. Like, you don't know them in real life. Right. Exactly. They could be great in real life.
And they're
life.
On the show for us to do this.
Like, exactly. Everyone's a multi-dimensional person. They are edited into a character mm-hmm. and we're just here for the entertainment value. So.
And I think when it comes from, I mean, for the most part, we really, really rarely have bad things to say or, and it comes from, I would say, an intelligent place. We're coming from this having, you know, not being rude or derogatory about it. We're coming at it being like, okay, this is what we're seeing. So this is our assessment.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, exactly. this is what Bravo is producing. This is what they've edited them into. So this is what our thoughts and perspectives are on exactly. it. I think it's bad that kids are getting candy at 2 years old. Mm-hmm. Not everyone in America may think that. They may be handing their child a soda right now and go, well, this is what I give my kid for dinner. And I'm like, okay, that's great. You do you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I probably will at some point, too, and be like, shh, just take the candy. So we have Bethany. We see her new office. I loved her office, how bright it was. The brick walls. We're in Bethany's office right now. She wants to make the brand fun again. She wants to bring something new into it and get bigger. And she also mentioned she's still paying for her old apartment. What did she say? $150,000?
A year or something?
A year?
Rough.
Mm-hmm. She's paying a
She's
lot of bills.
Making that kind of money yeah. to be able to afford that. Like, it's probably nothing.
This was mm-hmm. the same conversation from last, the mm-hmm. first episode of last yeah. year, too. It's the same thing. And we said men have been doing it for years, staying in the place that the husband bought mm-hmm. because that's just yeah. how it's mm-hmm. been, how it happens.
Well, what stood out to me in this scene was her talking about, well, my competition is, and we don't have that budget. I think I kind of was under the impression that she's a mega business success. But she did mention last season that she's, like, bleeding money from the divorce proceedings. Mm-hmm. And now she's got two residences, a third in the Hamptons. So I guess I just feel bad for her employees because I feel like I've been in positions where a boss will come in and be like, okay, obviously you guys are all working 20 hours a day and like, sorry about that. But we're all pressed to the max and it's a new world and we're all going to have to do the best with what we have. And like, I need you to come up with some ideas. And like, we need to like take the marketplace, live it by storm. And you know, it's like,
that's so perfect.
You're like, oh my God, I already work 20 hours a day. I don't have time to sit around and bullshit, think up a new creative for you. You hire professionals for that. Mm-hmm. But no, you're working with a boss who's like, nope. You're going to figure it out. You and your 24-year-old self with your marketing, shiny marketing degree.
That's
you're
exactly
gonna figure
what
out.
Happened in that you know, scene.
Exactly. So I felt so bad for her employees in that moment because I just know that feeling. And you're like,
and I
oh
thought
my
her,
God.
Her company was so much bigger. I thought
Me
she
too.
Had, like,
I think the problem is she has partnerships. I think she has a limited number of people that work for her exclusively all day, every day. And then so many of the products are farmed out to companies that just make the product. So I think everything gets a little complicated. So when she had that big meeting
last year, it wasn't all Skinny Girl. It was Jim Beam who owns part of it. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So we get Carol and Ramona going out and grabbing some lunch. And Ramona's talking about, how did she say it? Reggae?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Reggae.
Reggae? And just gotta Carol said malpropism or something like that. That amazing word. Uh-huh. Malpropism.
Malpropism?
Yeah, malpropism.
Now we're like
Ramona. She's like, normally I can like let it go, but she's like, I couldn't let that one go, and I had to call her out. It's reggae.
Like, who doesn't know the word reggae, or who can't say it? I can't.
Yeah.
My mom kind of does that too, though, so I was having like weird flashes of like, my mom can't say vinaigrette right, which is weird, because I thought for sure she would say vinaigrette normal when I was a little kid, but now she'll be like, a vinaigrette. I'd like to have a vinaigrette on my salad, and when we're out to eat, and I'm like, Mom, it's vinaigrette. Vinaigrette! So
Ashley just mentioned on, I think she tweeted this the other day, she a conversation with her and her dad about Uber. He calls it Uber. My mom used to call it Uber, too. I'm like,
oh my
classic. Uber. I know it looks like Uber because you see the U, but it's Uber. But it's like the cute. Like, yeah, it's just so, cute. It's we're in a different era for Uber to be. But reggae has been around for a long time. You have no excuse for that.
Exactly.
And just Ramona talking nonstop, or as Carol said, endlessly, not even asking her anything about her summer.
That's the
and
worst
like
part.
Brings it up to Ramona, and she's like, sometimes you should smile and listen more and talk less. And she's like, what, I'm supposed to be just sitting here going, and be Carol?
Obnoxious.
It's important.
She is so self-absorbed. Like, she's, for someone to never ask a question is like such a turn off. What a self-absorbed person. Ask Carol what she did.
Well, and that biting comment at the same lunch, it was intercut with an interview, but when she said, you know, I'm getting my divorce over in 4 months, not like Bethany dragging it out all this time, I'm like, oh, Jesus, I think Bethany wants this to be over. Like,
right, exactly. Yes,
if anything, she wants it to be done with. That's not something you want to, like, drag out, unless you're trying to get back together with the person, which Ramona seemed like at the beginning of last season, she was trying to do. They were trying to potentially work it out, and now she decided she doesn't want to anymore. I think there's reasons why Bethany and Jason's divorce had there were other things going on there. You also have a small child and houses and stuff. Mario and Ramona are, you know, Avery's grown up. It's still difficult, no doubt, but there's, you know, the assets and all that stuff. We get, so we've got a little lunch date for Bethany to meet Jules, to meet her. She's already met her previously at a Cinco de Mayo block party, it sounds like. But Dorinda has set up a little lunch, and Bethany is bringing John, a guy. This is their fourth date or fifth date, I think, because she talked about hanging out with him the night before. And she didn't know whether he was well endowed or not, because she hasn't gotten any from him yet, and she's kind of surprised by this. And she said she's not sure she's interested in having a boyfriend. Maybe she is. Maybe she isn't. She's not sure, but maybe she is. She doesn't know yet. We get Dorinda ordering. Sorry, I have to just comment on this beautiful seafood tower, because I love getting a seafood tower because...
Let me tell you, to the L.A. locals, I may happen to work at a spot that has fabulous seafood towers.
Yes, they do.
There's two locations in Los Angeles, the Water Grill, and there's now one in San Diego, too, for you SoCal listeners.
The one in downtown L.A. is literally probably the best seafood tower I've ever had in my entire life.
They're all actually exactly the same at all three restaurants, so...
It tastes different in Santa Monica.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's not as fresh as it is in downtown.
What?
I think the downtown one is just, like, and, like, not by a little, by, like, a lot.
Really?
Because that's just my opinion.
People rave about them at the Santa Monica one.
That's what, my girlfriend used to work for King Seafood Company, so...
Oh, so you're, like, a profesh.
So she's professional. I just come along as her food-eating partner. And I get
very excited. We have to do a tour of all the Water Girls, and we'll report
and we'll decide.
We'll take a little tour. So Seafood Tower, amazingness. Thank you, Dorinda, for ordering that. We get Jules coming in, and She mentions she doesn't work. She's a full-time mom to these humans. Raising humans is really, really... It's really difficult work to raise children, which it is, no doubt. Any mom out there will... The fact that they can keep a clean house and have dinner on the table and take the kids to school and go to work 40 hours a week or whatever, 50 hours a week, whatever it is. Moms are flipping the hardest... And dads are just, it's hard work for sure. But she, this is her job, and she's full-time mom. She doesn't have another job.
And she doesn't have a salary, but she kind of gets a salary because there's the credit card.
Which
that whole thing, like, oh, I thought Bethany was going to blow
Bethany's comment about gasket. Michael being an ATM machine.
See, this is where all the drama is going to come from. It's like, Bethany's not going to respect her for being... a stay-at-home mom, because she's like a mom that works 80 hours a week.
Didn't they pick on Kristen for that last season?
I don't remember last season. Maybe it was Kristen's first season. Okay. Maybe they said that.
I'm missing Heather too, man. Yeah. I just realized that.
It's a bummer.
I think Jewel sounds a little resentful about being a mom in general and about being
that she doesn't really enjoy
and,
it or
doesn't enjoy it, doesn't feel appreciated. Thinks she was like a little harsh about what her salary would be. I don't know. I get some, like, anger beneath the surface.
Okay. Really? I didn't pick up on that.
I can maybe see what you're saying. I want to get both of your opinions, though, on John bringing up to Bethany that, you know, she can have as many housewarming parties as she wants because he can dry clean anything. This is his shtick. According to Bethany.
All roads lead to dry cleaning.
Ladies, what do you think about John and his all roads
all
lead to
dry
cleaning?
All I know is I didn't enjoy this chubby baby she brought to lunch.
Yes.
These lines are like fast and
her
furious.
Her one-liners are great. Amazing.
At the end of this episode, they were coming so hard and I loved it. I think that, well, Bethany really knows how to diffuse him. She straight up looked at him and goes, well, do you want to come then seal my fabrics then? And it just, like, shut him down. He just, it's like, well, you've been pitching her this whole time, bud. Like, give her a yes or a no. Like, come on. I can't. He bothers me, too.
He's embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed watching him interact with anyone. I'm embarrassed for Dorinda. I just don't get what she sees in him. Well, and when he made that stupid joke, I was like, get him out of here. He is embarrassing.
And Megan, like you said, when they're together, she almost seems annoyed with him.
Yeah,
but then
annoyed.
When they're with a group of people, she's praising him or talking him up. And we saw their date. I mean, it's I thought that was really cute that he celebrates every month. He celebrates and he can tell exactly how many days, months they've been together. I think that's adorable, their cute little date that they went on. And Hannah's gonna be moving out soon, and it's time for her to grow her own wings and be on her own. Obviously, there's still beef between Hannah and John, and that's why John isn't moving in. But, I mean, yeah, he's really, he's just, there's not much, many redeeming qualities about him that make him a likable person, especially for Dorinda. And it doesn't seem like Dorinda really wants to be with him when they're together on their own.
I would rather he forget their anniversary every month and be respectful to her friends, have a good relationship with her daughter, not try to pitch Bethany behind Dorinda's back in the Hamptons. He's such a cheeseball. He has no class.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but on the show. I would just rather him be a decent, normal, loving, kind, wonderful person and never remember their anniversary. Like that he remembers the anniversary every month and makes a big deal about it is sweet, but it doesn't mean anything. Be a better boyfriend. Be a better person. That's all that matters.
And it certainly didn't help that apparently over the summer in the Hamptons, Bethany was talking to John, and John asked her to help him with the situation with Dorinda's daughter, Hannah. And Dorinda was like wasted drunk, and Dorinda was confused as to why Bethany was bringing this up now, because what happens in the summer in the Hamptons stays in the Hamptons. So this is being brought up over lunch in front of new people that maybe don't know the story, and was that really necessary? Probably not. Mm-mm. Correct, ladies?
Yeah, was the conversation, like, leading? I don't know.
It didn't lead anywhere.
Okay, yeah, no, she shouldn't bring it up, but...
I mean,
yeah.
To bring it up in the one-on-one and the confessional situation, like, and yeah. Bethany saying, I didn't like when John did this. You know, it made me feel uncomfortable that he was asking me, because this is Dorinda's daughter. Like, if Dorinda has an issue, then she'll talk to me about it. But you're her boyfriend. I'm friends with Dorinda. Mm-hmm. I'm not friends with you. But I just thought that was a little bit strange.
It wasn't in the confessional.
She brought it up at lunch. And Dorinda was kind of pissed off that she did that.
She should be pissed off. But that Dorinda shouldn't be like, you know, it's something serious. It's, like, embarrassing. And it's indicative of some factors in their relationship. Mm-hmm. She can't be like, forget about it. It happened in the Hamptons. Your friend wants to work it out, but your friend shouldn't bring it up at lunch in front of other people.
And we find out that Bethany isn't necessarily a fan of Jules. She thinks that she kind of reminds her of her mom mm-hmm. and like the, what was the cigarette company?
The Virginia Slims menthol ads
because she's so thin and not, not just thin, but really thin, like there's an issue. And she's like, if I'm saying you're too thin, then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And it's not her being anorexic or something because Bethany's mother was. This is her actually having a problem. So, yeah. And it's going to make people, she said, she's so thin, this is the thin that makes people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so wrong. I think Bethany's so wrong.
Camera always adds 10 pounds. And I think sometimes when you see these women in person, you're like, oh, wow, they're really thin. Or, oh, they're actually, like, normal size. It's nice to see that, like, they're, like, a normal woman and a normal person and not skin and bones. I didn't necessarily think she was super thin. She's tall. Mm-hmm. She's like a Kristen. She's probably a little bit thinner than Kristen is, but she's tall. Mm-hmm. I didn't think she looked all that super duper thin.
I didn't think so either. But what if she were overweight and Bethany said something
about it the opposite way. She shouldn't comment on her looks,
period. If you don't like her personality, that's something else. But her looks are off the table.
And
like,
to comment on weight is always just...
And to suggest she has a health issue, that's so personal and so out of line.
I mean, Lisa Rinna gets very, very upset in Beverly Hills mm-hmm. when they talk about her weight. And she's like, I'm just naturally thin. But all the women point out, you never eat. Mm-hmm. She's never eating. So I wonder if that's going to kind of be an issue that comes up for the Housewives of New York. Mm-hmm. Because are they going to mention, well, is she eating or not? I didn't, like that dinner scene, I didn't necessarily notice her eating. It was more of feeding her kids at the time. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think she looked super thin. Maybe she is. I didn't think she looked grossly skinny. That was something that they needed to be worried about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is like... Bethany really was kind of blaming it on, like, oh, she reminds me of my mother, and I'm freaked out. So I don't know if it's, like, she's having weird childhood trauma at the moment and, like, verbal diarrhea about it, or if it's, like, Bethany stirring the pot. Because this is the introduction of a rumor about someone that they can needle to death for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of we're working in like Beverly Hills right now. We're winding up the season all year long. It's been like somebody whispered that Yolanda is not really sick and is faking it. Mm-hmm. So then all season long it's been about that. So this is really the introduction of kind of like a bomb that could go off multiple times throughout the season. And I don't think it's appropriate that Bethany said it, maybe in the way she said it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And if she was anorexic... being outed on a reality show is not going to help her heal.
No.
So just shut up.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that covered the entire episode, but let's talk about some predictions for next week, for the season. Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions. We have Bethany and Carol talking about Luann minding her own business and not getting involved in any of their men conversations. She should worry about herself. And Bethany also pointing out that every time she invests in Ramona, she ends up getting burned. And we also see Dorinda getting very angry with Bethany and Ramona. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, no doubt we're going to get a very juicy season per usual for the Real Housewives of New York. If Bethany's here, it's going to be crazy. Do you ladies, what are your predictions?
I'm just happy that I saw all this drama on episode 2. Like, This is episode two. Already they're getting into it with Dorinda. Oh, yeah. I love it. It's going to be a good season. Because in other franchises, that would be towards the end mm-hmm. because they have nothing else.
I thought that was a kind of like a preview of like coming up this season.
Oh, maybe it was.
I think that the fight with Dorinda actually, is next week. But I mean, I know they gave a little preview at the beginning of the show saying what was coming up, and it looks to be crazy. I think that's next week, but maybe it's just for the next few weeks or the season overall. Any predictions, Megan?
You know, I think it's going to be another wild season with the drinking. I think drinking's going to be a problem for everyone, and then the fallout of like, well, you said this, well, you said that, and I'm not an alcoholic, and. But everyone's still drinking a lot and being crazy on camera.
Nobody's trying to slow it down or fix it.
Right. No, I mean, it's like Dorinda like freaks out when she gets on her third martini, and I think we're seeing that. So, can't wait. Just like a third boop. She doesn't need that third martini.
Two is good. Three is too many. Martinis, yeah, three is way too many.
That's a lot of vodka.
That is a lot of alcohol. I predict to see some friction between Bethany and Jules. I think Jules is maybe going to rub some of the women the wrong way, especially a Ramona type, considering Ramona was very, very invested in Avery's life, but was around for a lot, but still had a job. I think sometimes the women can resent mm-hmm. somebody if they're like, well, I just stay at home with my kids and they're not maybe doing something. And I know one of you said that she might have been an event planner, but she didn't mention that in this week's episode. So who knows if that's maybe a side job that she does or something that she keeps up with. But I feel like we're going to get some tension between Bethany and Jules. Definitely a lot more drinking and craziness. And there's going to be drama for that. And wherever they end up taking their typical like trip or vacation is going to be a blowout like usual.
Yes!
Yay! So that literally wraps us up for the Real Houses of New York. Fern, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat, too. I'm now on Snapchat, at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And my first novel, it's called Better in the Morning, will be released April 26th. So follow me for release information.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye! I can't wait. You guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. That's all at Megan Stecker. And also, I did a great spotlight on last week with Bravo stars Cameron Eubanks and Shep Rose from Southern Charm. So you guys can also check that out on AfterBuzz YouTube or iTunes. It's under Spotlight On.
Wonderful. This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. And on Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. for Supernatural, we are finishing up the rest of the season in the next few weeks, and it's been great. So make sure you're using that hashtag ABTVRHONYRONY and keep talking to us throughout the week and let us know what you thought about the episode. And we're glad to see you guys again. See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.